I can manage all of it.
Yeah, I know.
There's not much point in paying me and then doing it yourself, is there? Look, why don't you go in and read the paper or something?
Because I enjoy it. And anyway, Caroline's at work.
How's she getting on?
Oh, absolutely thriving. Now the sale's going ahead, she's really energised.
Oh, running her own place. Well, your place.
Ooh, I don't expect to be involved much, Ed. Caroline's the expert.
Yeah, I suppose.
So, what will you be doing once you finish here? Back to your cosy caravan?
I don't know, really. Will's got George, hasn't he?
Oh, Sunday, yeah, of course.
Yeah, and Emma's gone into Birmingham with a mate.
So, you're at a loose end?
Sort of.
Well, how would you like to come to a rugby tournament with me in Felbersham?
Oh,
I mean, I had thought Carly might be interested in the sight of fit young men running around. But she has to do her nails, apparently, which will take all day. And I don't think she much liked the look of the weather, to be honest.
Yeah, it's pretty manky.
So how about it?
No, I'm not really in a rugby. I'm more of a football bloke.
Well, have you ever seen rugby sevens?
No, I've never even heard of it.
Seven players aside, very fast moving, very exciting.
To be honest, I ain't got much spare cash.
Oh, no, the tickets are free.
Really?
Well, to me, anyway. Matt Crawford gave me two complimentaries.
Yeah, all right then. Why not?
I reckon we've done well so far.
How do you mean?
Given that you've only just started up. Lower Loxley, now this.
Well, it's not what you know.
Making the most of your contacts. First rule of journalism.
Yeah, well, it was a bit of a no-brainer, this one, with Borchester Land sponsoring the day.
Handy.
Yeah, I'd have been furious if Brown couldn't get us in.
Big question, though.
What's that?
What's the thigh index going to be?
The thigh index?
Yeah, it's the only reason to watch rugby.
Oh, you're meant to be serving high-quality fast food, not ogling other men's legs.
I'm a woman, Tom. I can do both at the same time.
Aren't my thighs good enough for you?
Yeah, of course they are. That a girl can lick, can't she?
Well, you know, as long as that's all it is. I tell you where we should have a pitch.
The All-Sweden Netball Championships.
Well, if you could organise that, I'd be eternally grateful.
In your dreams.
No, I was thinking of the Borsetshire show. We should really be there to promote the brand.
Oh, July, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, there still ought to be time. I'll get in touch with the show secretary, if you like.
Yeah, great. Thanks.
Have you got the float?
Yeah, you can start with this.
Still can't get over how much we get through.
I learned that at Glastonbury. You fancy a drink when we get back?
At the Bull?
No point in going further once we've driven back, is there?
Oh, I don't know. Well, Coast will be working there, do you think?
Oh, Brenda.
What?
Well, she's the one with the problem.
No, I just... Well, she's being so horrible about us.
Oh, is she?
Well, I think it's pretty horrible to not return my calls.
Sorry.
It's not your fault. She wants to be stupid about it. That's her business.
Shop!
Sorry, just a minute. Oh, hi, Brian.
Hi. Hey, looking good.
Do you want a hot dog?
No, thanks. No, it's a bit early for me.
Coffee?
Thanks, but I'll be eating in our hospitality area.
Oh, okay.
I just thought I'd wish you good luck. Do hope this rain doesn't get the punters away.
Yeah. If we do well today, perhaps we could talk again about the pig numbers.
Oh, nice try, Tom. I think we'd need more concrete evidence than the good day at a rugby tournament.
Ah, just you wait. We'll be raking it in.
Anyway, the mayor will be here any minute.
Are you meeting him?
Tedious man. If I hear any more about his koi carp collection, I'm going to buy myself a heron. See you later.
See ya. Right, Bren. We're going to make a success of today, if it's the last thing we do.
You can do it, Brendan!
Hey, well done. Is that your friend?
That is my friend, exactly. I've seen him in the Bull a few times.
Well, he's very fleet of foot.
What?
Very fast.
Yeah, he's pretty good at darts as well.
Well, he certainly scored a bullseye there. Right between the posts.
Yeah, thanks for bringing me along, Oliver.
Oh, my pleasure. Glad of the company.
Yeah, it's a lot more fun than I thought. It's like basketball, the way they chuck the ball around, isn't it?
Going to take it up?
I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, he's going to take the kick as well. I think even I could convert this one.
What was that you were saying about Mike?
Sorry?
Yeah, before the last try.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was just one of those nice ideas, really. You know how doorstep deliveries are in decline?
What? Everyone buying their milk from supermarkets?
Yeah, of course. It's so much cheaper. Well, I thought that if Mike could get his milk from a local source, not just something tankered in from God knows where, well, people might then be more willing to pay the extra.
Well, if they knew where it came from, you know.
Yeah, it's a bit like going back to the old days. I spoke to Ruth Archer. Oh, here we go. I think that made it 25-7 to Darrington.
Oh, well, what did Ruth say?
Oh, they're tied into their contract. And Tony didn't have any spare capacity. Mike said I should start up a herd.
What, a Grange farm?
Yeah, crazy idea, isn't it?
What, setting up a whole new business?
Yeah, I know. Too much to take on. And...
No, I think it's brilliant.
Well, when we've just taken on Grey Gables, Caroline wasn't too impressed.
Well, you said you weren't going to have too much to do with the hotel.
Yeah, not with the running, no, but even so, I'm too old to get up at the crack of dawn for milking.
Well, maybe, but I'm not.
Hello, Oliver. Thought it was you.
Oh, afternoon, Brown.
Hello, Ed.
Hello.
Taking a break from lambing, then?
Well, I only do the odd shift, of course.
How's it going?
Yeah, fine, thanks. Good. Oh, in fact, Ed, perhaps you could mention to your dad we could do it again this week.
It's probably best if you gave him a ring. I don't see him much nowadays.
No, of course, sorry. Yes, well, I'll get Adam to call him.
Blimey, I think I should have worn wellies. You asked Oliver to join us then, Brian.
What? Yeah, well, I was just about to.
Join you?
Yeah, in our marquee. Get undercover and get a drink inside you.
Is there a good view of the pitch, then?
Who cares? There's a few people in there you might like to meet.
No, I'm all right if you want
to... No. Not sure. Look, very kind of you, but actually I'm fine as I am, thanks.
All right. Suit yourself.
In fact, we were just about to go and sample one of Tom Archer's gourmet grills, weren't we, Ed?
Yeah.
I expect to see you later.
All right. The invitation still stands.
Cheers.
See ya.
Yeah, bye, Ed.
Funny bloke. If I was given the choice between a damp burger and a decent claret, I know which one I'd pick.
Yeah, I think he felt awkward about Ed. Take it you weren't inviting him.
Well, hardly. Mr. Mayor, I'd like to introduce Ed Grundy. His hobbies include caravanning, joyriding and knocking up his sister-in-law.
Quite.
Though it might have been worth it for the entertainment value, I suppose.
Have you heard from Lillian?
Yeah, it doesn't look like she's going to join us. Wants to get a birthday present for James, can you believe?
Love is blind, Matt.
Yeah, maybe, but it doesn't have to be stupid as well. Anyway, look, I'm glad I got you alone. I've had Graham Ryder bleating on at me.
Oh, I can guess.
Yeah, gawk, and that man moan.
You do realise he hadn't been doing his job properly. That wheat should have been sprayed 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I know that.
If Debbie hadn't been on the ball, the yield off that field would have been right down come harvest.
Yeah, sure. That's why I gave her the job.
I mean, obviously, no one wants Graham to be sidelined.
Well, I do.
Do you?
Absolutely. The bloke's not a farm manager, he's a generalist. And an expensive one, too. You know the wedge we pay Rodways every year.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I'll be very happy to see the back of that. But, see, I need to know if this arrangement with your lovely daughter is going to work. And until then, I don't want Ryder to feel he's being sidelined.
Even though he is?
Yeah. So, could you smooth his feathers?
Me?
Well, it's in your interest to make this work, isn't it? You stand to benefit.
I suppose so.
So, make sure he's kept in the loop when Debbie decides something, all right?
Yeah, well, I could get Adam to talk to him.
Good man. And I'll speak to Debbie about it too. Come on, let's get a drink before they start playing more rugby at us.
Well, actually, I'll see you back at the marquee, because it looks like Tom could do a bit of help.
Oh, come on, Brian, let's get a drink. You're not going to put Penny on, are you, Brian? What is it with everyone? They're only flaming hot dogs.
There's your... Sorry, can you just excuse me? Thank you. There's your change, Oliver.
Thanks, Tom.
Sorry for the wait.
No. Are you sure you don't want any money?
One special hot chocolate
cappuccino.
No,
it's my treat, having dragged you here.
No, I'm enjoying it.
Well, next, so please.
Shall we brave the weather? I think Darrington's next match is due.
Yeah, okay.
Well, the food looks as though it was worth waiting for anyway. Excuse me.
Do you want to order something?
The usual garbage. Cheers, mate.
Excuse me. Have you finished? All right, could you move that way a bit?
Oh, Brian.
Madam, if you're not queuing, could you make a little room for those who are? Thank you very much.
They're sheltering from the rain, that's all.
Not doing your sales much good, is it?
No.
Look, if you could leave a gap in the middle here, please. Thank you. Right. Did you want serving?
Yes, please.
Brenda, can you take this gentleman's order?
Oh, certainly. What would you like, sir?
Come on, Tom, sort it out.
So you're saying you'd be interested?
Well, if there's decent money in it, yeah. I've got to think of that now with my responsibilities, isn't it?
Well, that's the big question, of course. And you know how big herds are getting now, 200-300 cows or more, and farmers say they still can't make any money out of them.
Well, that's because of the milk price, though, isn't it?
Well, that's what I think. If we're selling at a premium price direct to the public...
Yeah, like Tom and his sausage.
Yeah, well, we should all get a bigger share of the cake. And the other thing is to keep our cost to an absolute minimum.
Oh, there they go again, look.
Ah. Ooh. My goodness me, what a run.
Oh, Brendan can't even touch him.
Well, he's looking rather tired now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's knackered, isn't he? How many is that then?
Well, that's their seventh try, two converted, so 39 to Borchers of Grange, 3 to Darrington.
Well, I reckon that's the end of Darrington's run.
Yeah, I don't think even a miracle's going to save him now. Have you had enough?
Yeah, I reckon.
Oh, let's head back then, shall we?
Oh, it's been a good day, though.
Yeah, with some food for thought, too. I must dig out the old abacus and do some sums about this milk idea. If I can convince Caroline, it might not be as mad as it seems.
There's still lots of cars stuck in the overflow car park.
So when will they get to us?
God knows. And Brian's long gone.
Might not have had a 4x4 anyway. Probably came in that big Merc of his.
I'm glad in a way. I can just imagine how he'd be, having to pull us out of the mud on top of that business at lunchtime.
He was only trying to help.
Yeah, maybe. It's like he just can't resist an opportunity to show me up. And this is my business. Sorry, anyway, finish your text.
Oh, no, I wasn't texting. I was tidying up my address book.
Oh, deleting Kirsty, you mean?
There's no point in keeping her.
Look, I suppose it must be a bit weird for her, that's all, with our history.
Yeah, I know that. But I've had such a bad time with Mum and uni and everything.
Oh, come on.
All my mates have stood by me, except her.
And now I've dragged you to a swamp and covered you in grease.
Yeah. What do you think you're playing at? Where's the helicopter to get me home?
Oh, don't worry, I'm working on it. Just give me a couple of minutes.
That's a lot brighter, isn't it, George? You can see your face in that cooker now.
Oh, hiya.
Oh, hi, Ian. I've just about finished.
That's all right, I'm not checking up on you. Your ma has a grand job, doesn't she, George? Have you been keeping an eye on her? Have you? Oh, it's made such a difference, you keeping the place nice, Emma.
Oh, it's a lovely house.
There's no more arguments, no more tantrums. It's brilliant.
I love being here.
Well, have you got time for a coffee?
Well, yeah, if you're having one.
Yeah, I try to get out between lunch and dinner if I can. Even 20 minutes helps keep me sane.
Oh, good to have a change of scene, innit?
Yeah, don't always manage it, of course.
Oh, when I come here, it's... Well, it's not relaxing exactly, but... Oh, I don't know. It's a bit more normal. I can pretend it's mine.
Really?
I don't mean... I don't have a bath or anything.
No, don't worry.
No, sorry. Sounds a bit lame.
I know things aren't easy for you.
Yeah. Will's been so horrible at the moment.
Really?
He wants to take George away on holiday with him.
Well?
To Tenerife.
Wow, what, in a hotel or...?
No, a self-catering villa with his Aunt Rosie and her family.
All right.
And it's not going to happen. My baby, thousands of miles away.
Yeah, it'll be pretty hard for you.
He's just loving rubbing our noses in it. Because he knows we can't afford to take George anywhere.
Well, maybe it could be a good thing to get Will out of your hair for a while.
I can't let him go.
Well, can you stop him then?
I just won't let him.
Well, and that's okay, is it's not a problem with, I don't know, father's rights or something?
What about my rights?
Well, aren't you meant to have some sort of an agreement for, like, when Will sees George?
Yeah. But it doesn't cover holidays.
Well, I'll talk to your lawyer about that.
We haven't got one.
Well, I thought...
No, we just worked out between ourselves. Well, with Mum and Clary.
Well, a solicitor could tell you if Will's being unreasonable.
No.
You could get legal aid, maybe?
No, it's not the money. Well, it is. But I just want to keep it all out of the courts, really.
Sounds difficult.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
Well, look, I know this kettle's just about boiled. Why don't you put your feet up for 5 minutes and I'll bring the coffee through?
Well, they didn't seem too unhappy about it, considering.
How long were they stuck in the mud?
Dunno, but it was 8 o'clock when they finally got to the bull.
Well, at least they wouldn't starve.
No, stuck in a burger van. Yeah. Said to Tom there are worse places to be. Okay, I'll stick the post in then, but...
Right, Jack.
You all right with it?
Yeah, oh, we got it. There, that up, right, David?
Towards the road a little bit.
There?
That looks fine. Right. Well, at least we can get the post done today, then we can hang the gate tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah. You're not going to leave it here, are you?
No, no. Better take it back to the yard tonight. Can't leave anything lying around nowadays.
They didn't actually nick anything, though, did they?
Oh, I suppose not. And there's been no more fly tipping.
Yeah, just as well.
I was so angry with Kenton, you know. Talk about messing on your own doorstep.
He probably didn't think.
You know, Bert, that's what's going to be written on Kenton's tombstone.
Did Ruth say you were seeing Alan tonight?
Yep. He and Usher are coming round for dinner.
Oh, I've got something for him. Can I pop it in?
Yeah, of course.
We've got this trouble with Ivy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, people are misled by appearances, see? They don't realise what's going on underneath.
No.
Then these problems develop without you realising.
Right. So, what's Ivy done to you?
Oh, not to me, to the church.
Really?
Damaging the tower, undermining the foundations, you name it.
No idea.
Yeah, it's been going on for years.
Look, have they got something against the church, then?
Sorry?
The Horribins.
Well, they don't have much to do with the church.
I expect Usha's concerned, having her as a cleaner.
Who?
Mrs. Horribin.
What's she got to do with anything?
Well, I mean, if she's responsible for this... Ah.
What?
Yeah, when you said Ivy, you meant...
Not Ivy Horribin.
I had a very strange picture in my mind there.
Ivy?
Ivy on the church tower. Yeah, no, got it. Sorry, clear as day now.
So can I drop this stuff off then? Save a trip to the vicarage?
Yes, of course, Bert. Feel free. Oh, hiya!
Oh, who's that then?
Well, that was Ian's car, wasn't it?
You sure it wasn't Ivy Horribin?
Yes, all right, Bert. Simple mistake.
Oh, this car takes ages to heat up. I can't wait to get back in the warm.
Warm? Bet it's baking hot in that kitchen, isn't it?
Well, you get used to it. How's George?
Falling asleep. Typical.
He likes the car, does he?
Yeah, loves it.
Well, so he travels all right then?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Would you take him abroad if you could?
Oh, I'd love to.
Well, so it's not where he's going. That's the problem. It's the fact he's not with you.
It's just so far away.
But he'll be with family, won't he?
Yeah.
But don't you think, well, look, tell me to mind my own business, but some people would reckon Will's George's father, and if he wants to take the fella on holiday once in a while, do you know what I mean?
Well, do you think that?
Well, if I'm honest, yeah, I do. But I'm sorry, it's nothing to do with me.
No, don't worry about it. Everyone else seems to have an opinion.
Yeah?
Yeah, Mum and Dad, and Will's parents. I'm sick of them ganging up on me all the time.
That must be a bit harsh.
Me and Ed try our best. We don't stop Will seeing George in the week or at weekends. I just wish they'd all back off.
Well, if you let this one go, maybe they will.
Yeah, and maybe they'll think they can always get their own way by bullying me.
Maybe. But let's face it, you'll score yourself a hell of a lot more brownie points if you're the bigger person than this one. And I know he's only little, but it can't be good for George to hear everyone fighting over him all the time.
Oh, God.
I know it'll be difficult for you if Will gets to take him away, but is there really any way you can stop him?
Oh, he's asleep then.
As usual.
Oh, cheers, Ian.
Yeah, thanks for the lift and for the advice.
Oh, look, you probably don't need to listen to me. I'm hardly qualified to judge.
Nah, it was, well, thank you.
It's no problem. See you, Ed.
Yeah, see ya. What advice?
Oh, just about this holiday. I think I'm going to have to tell Will he can take George away.
What? But I thought we'd agreed on...
I don't think I've got much choice.
What, after everything he said to us? Well, so he's got his own way again?
No, I don't like it either. But, well, maybe it's like Christmas. Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't.
Will can't argue when it's our turn to have George next Christmas. Now we can't argue when we want to take him on holiday.
God, that's meant to make me feel better, is it? It won't make any difference. You know we can't afford to take him away for ages.
We might. Soon, if this job with Oliver takes off. Look, I'm sorry, I hate it too, but I'm just so tired of arguing about it.
Kathy says this recipe never fails.
Well, she should know.
One of her granny's favourites.
but I've left the big note.
Oh, thank you. Hello, Monty.
Oh, don't let him bother you, Isha.
Oh, he's no bother. He's adorable, aren't you? That's the only reason I come round to see your baby dear.
Oh, not for me cooking or me sparkling conversation.
No, not interested, Ruth.
Oh, you hear that, Monty? You've replaced me in Usha's affections. Not surprising, really, though, is it? Look at you.
Look at you.
What do you mean?
Well, you've changed your tune.
No, I haven't.
I thought you were all for leaving him to perish.
No, I've just got used to him, that's all.
Found it. Rather, Alan found it.
Yeah, on top of the piano.
What's the corkscrew doing there?
Search me. Anyway, where's that bottle?
There you go.
All right.
Evening.
Hi, Bert.
Bye-bye. Just in time for a glass of wine.
Ooh, not for me, thanks. It won't give me heartburn. Mm. Oh, I just wanted to give you this, Alan. Huh? Oh, evening, Usha.
Hello, Bert.
It's the details of them steeplejacks.
Oh, yeah, right. Thanks. Yeah, we got a problem with ivy on the church tower. Looks like it's all going to have to be removed, and the stonework scrubbed too. Stop it growing back.
Sounds like a big job.
Yeah, the idea is to have steeplejacks who abseil down the tower and do the work that way.
Isn't that a bit over the top?
It's the only way you can abseil, though. Glass of wine?
Thanks.
The other way is to use scaffolding.
Which could cost 25 grand.
Wow.
No, even this way it's going to be several thousand, which we haven't got.
So what are you going to do?
Well, I was going to ask Bert to do it.
Oh, well, I don't think
so. I'm only kidding, Bert. We'll have to see if we can get a grant to help. Conservation groups or English Heritage or something.
Ah, Linda Snell might be able to help you then.
Oh, that good idea.
Right, I'll leave you to it then. Frida wants me to put all our India photos into albums. If she comes home and finds I'm still doing Delhi, there'll be hell to pay.
Right, okay
evening
then.
Thanks for the bomb.
No.
Oh, damn, I meant to remind him to crack on with the top dressing in the morning.
Can't you tell him first thing?
Yeah, I've just got to go to this sundial thing. Do you know it, Alan? Homes for Kids with Special Needs.
Sundial House?
Yeah. It's a school as well.
Yeah, I've led a few assemblies there.
Well, they're launching an appeal for new classroom equipment.
Haven't you been invited to the open day?
Through the PC, yeah. Are you going?
No, it clashes with a meeting in Felpisham.
Oh, that's the race.
Do you want a hand?
Well, you could dish up the peas.
It's a busy time for you, I expect, running up to Easter.
Well, it's not too bad. Holy Week's always frantic, though.
You planning anything spectacular this year?
Well, I'd like to do another dawn service on Lakey Hill, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, sure.
Great. Take this through, then.
Oh, right.
Shall I bring you wine, David?
Oh, thanks, yeah.
Right. I heard from the bishop's office today. He's going to present the prizes at the Soapbox Derby.
Ah.
Brilliant!
Oh, that's all part of showing his support for us, I think. But I'll tell you what we do need to sort out now.
Here right. We are.
Oh, that looks lovely, Ruth.
A commentator.
For the race?
Yeah. I was wondering if you might do it, David.
Me? Why me?
Says big mouth.
I can't commentate. I'm taking part. And Josh and I expect our cart to do a pretty impressive time, by the way.
There you are. That's just the sort of smooth talking we need. I could take the mic for your race.
I'd be useless.
Well, why don't we have a trial run? Our cart against Brookfield's and David can pace his commentary.
Pace my commentary?
That's a great idea. We need to try the course out anyway. How are you fixed later this week?
I really don't think...
Oh, go on. The kids will think it's great. Roll over, Murray Walker.
Murray Walker has rolled over. He's not doing it anymore.
Well, there's a vacancy then. Well done, David.
Mr. Wilkins, I'm really not bothered whether your driver has bubonic plague or dengue fever. Those fence panels are now 3 days overdue. Oh, hold the line, please. Come in.
Graham, I'm sorry I'm...
Just let me finish this call. So do I have your absolute assurance that they'll be with us tomorrow? And make sure the delivery note is left for me at the estate office. R-Y-D-E-R, yes. Thank you. Goodbye. Come in, shut the door.
As I say, I'm sorry I'm late. I had to get cleaned up after Lammy.
You needn't have bothered, Adam. This isn't a cocktail lounge. I'm quite used to dealing with people in their work clothes.
Yeah, I didn't do it for your... Anyway, I'm here now.
Yes, but unfortunately I'm not. Or at least, I'm not about to be. I have to check on some coppicing in Hayden Wood.
But I'm only 15 minutes late.
That's what I'd allocated for our meeting, I'm afraid.
Well, couldn't we just talk now?
Impossible. Sorry.
Well, when will you be available?
Well,
on other Rodway's business tomorrow and Thursday. Friday morning.
I'm lambing again, then.
Oh, dear.
I suppose I could get someone to stand in for me.
Otherwise, it would have to be next week.
Well, we could be having the discussion now rather than talking about making another appointment.
If you'd done me the courtesy of being on time, we would have finished the discussion by now.
It's not always that easy.
Suppose I could squeeze you in this evening.
This evening?
I'm taking part in the quiz at the Bull. If you got there at, say, 8:15, we could talk then.
You'll grant me 15 minutes, will you?
If it's not convenient.
No, I'll be there. 8:15.
Where's Oliver?
He's off researching this idea of his. This dairy herd.
He's funny, isn't he?
Why'd you say that?
He was dead excited about it. It's only a few cows.
Oh, it'd be more than that. It'd end up being a lot of work.
Still, you've got that hotel now. He's probably just worried he'll get bored if you're going to be there all the time.
Maybe.
Is that enough?
Oh, let's see. There's still some bits around the edge, Carly. Try and get the mesher right in there.
My arm's knackered.
Oh, shall I finish it off?
Yeah.
Okay. You pour the sauce over the fish, then.
Okay.
All over.
All right.
You can use any sort of fish. And it's nice to put some shellfish in there, too.
What, like crabs?
Well, prawns maybe, or mussels.
Ugh. My mum never cooks fish.
What's her best dish?
Spaghetti bolognese.
Well, that's another one I can show you how to make.
Oh, do you know how I make that?
Oh, really?
Yeah, Mum showed me. You get these jars of sauce, it's dead easy.
Right, well, now we spoon the potato over the top. Like this. Now, carefully. You don't want it to sink into the sauce. See?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have a go.
Okay.
Do you want to go to the Bull later?
The pub?
Mm-hmm. After supper.
Be a bit late, won't it?
Oh, no, I mean after tea. Oliver's team's in the quiz tonight.
No, thanks. Sounds too much like school.
All right. How about at the weekend? Oh, try and cover the whole dish so you can't see any sauce.
The pub?
No, we were wondering, have you ever been ice skating?
Oh, yeah, it's a laugh. Mum used to take us.
Did she? Did she skate?
Yeah, she did exams when she was a kid. She can go, like, backwards and all sorts.
She sounds a lot better at it than me. Right, just scrape the last bit out.
I had a birthday party there when I was 11. And Mum did this cake with, like, white icing and a little skater and the number 10. Well, I was 10.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah, it was cool.
Oh, shall I take that? So, I thought we could go to the ice rink at Felpersham on Saturday, if you like.
Yeah, all right.
Good.
Mum will be well, please.
You can tell her about it when you phone. I mean, just fluff up the top like this.
Uh-huh.
And it's ready to go in the oven. Will you open the door?
Okay.
Thank you. While that's cooking, we'll do the vegetables. We should be ready to eat in about half an hour.
Great. I'll get it.
All right.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Oh, come in, Christopher.
Thanks. I just finished my car.
Oh, for the derby.
And I promised Carly I'd give her a ride. Let her have a go on it, you know.
Is it running well?
Yeah, brilliant. Reckon I stand a good chance. So, do you fancy it?
Yeah, I'll get my coat.
You're going now?
That's all right for you, isn't it, Chris?
Yeah.
Well, what about dinner? I mean, tea?
Stick it on a plate. I'll have it when I come back.
And 10:20.
Thanks, Sid. Is Nathan here?
Nathan Booth? No, I haven't seen him.
Oh, well, there's time yet.
He's in your quiz team, is he?
The Straight and Narrows, yes.
Yeah. Oh, he'll be here soon, I expect.
Evening.
Hiya, Phil.
Good evening.
You all right, Graham?
In what way?
For a drink.
Oh, yes, sir. Sid's just served me, thanks.
Oh. How was your meeting?
Oh, well, it was interesting. There's a lot of work to be done.
Fallon's involved in the show.
Another mystery, please.
No, this is more oral history. Ah. Some of my old college mates are putting it together. Oh, excuse me. Yes, mate, what can I get you?
Yeah, Fallon's going to do the music.
She did very well when I was the devil.
They say he has all the best tunes.
Oh, yes, very good, Sid.
Hello, Graham. You're quizzing tonight?
I certainly am. Are you taking part?
Well, I was just going to come and support, but I might as well join in, I think.
Oh, what can I get you?
No, that's all right. Pint of Shires and 2 gin and tonics, please, Sid.
Coming up.
Ah, there's Nathan now. May the best team win.
It's, good to see you in here, Carolyn.
Is it?
Yeah, well, I know things have been a bit strained
lately.
Well, yes, they have.
But now it's all worked out, well, me and Jolene, we're willing to put it all behind us.
Right.
Yeah, get back to the same good working relationship we had before all this horrible sale business was an issue.
How do you mean?
Well, I don't mind admitting, you had us worried for a while. But now you've bought the hotel.
Oh, Sid.
We can all just get back to normal.
We are buying Grey Gables, but I still need to sell my share of the Bull.
What?
Well, we've taken out a loan, but that's only to cover us until we've liquidated our other assets.
So, you're still selling?
Well, yes, I have to, I'm afraid.
Huh.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Sid. I thought you understood. If I'd realised...
Do you want ice?
What?
Ice. And the gin and tonics.
Sure you're not cold?
No, I'm good. Actually, no, I'm not, Chris. You're going to have to warm me up.
Like this?
Yeah, that's better. So, does this belong to your dad, this...
Dutch bar? No, it's Mike's. You know his wife died?
Yeah, Oliver said.
So, Carly?
Yeah?
What did you think of my car?
Oh, you're such a boy.
What?
It's all right.
You were screaming your head off going down the hill.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were.
I was faking it.
Liar. What about Caroline?
What about her?
Will she be expecting you back?
Nah, she's cool. Besides...
What?
This is much better than fish pie.
Just the point, is it, Adam?
And a strychnine and soda for my friend.
What?
Never mind, just the Shires famine.
So, I was right. Jess has really got it sorted.
This is the admin person.
Yeah, she's booked all the venues.
Anyone near here?
Well, it starts in Darrington at the end of next month.
Darrington Palladium, is that?
Hilarious. It'll be in the Village Hall.
Ah, thought it might be.
And she's done a flyer and got us into What's On Mag.
Sounds good.
Well, yeah, it would be. Except we haven't got a show yet.
Ah, not so great.
Nowhere near.
There you go.
Thanks.
That's rather worrying, isn't it?
Well, it's the research that's the trouble. They've got a few good stories, but not enough to fill a whole evening. 70p.
Oh, cheers.
Well, good luck with it.
I'd better go and talk to Graham.
See you. So I said to them, we've got to get out and get more material.
Hmm.
I think this is important, Sid. I want it to be decent. Not just something to put on my CV.
Yes, yeah. No, I know. I'm sorry.
You don't seem very happy about it. It's not going to stop me working here, you know.
No, it's not that. How? I've just had a word with Caroline, that's all.
So?
You know your mum and me thought we was off the hook. About her selling the share out from under our feet.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, we aren't. She still is.
No. Oh, Sid, you must be furious.
Furious doesn't even come close. What your mother's going to say when I tell her just doesn't bear thinking.
I hope this won't take long. The quiz will be starting soon.
He hasn't even set up his loudspeakers yet. And haven't you only got a team of two so far?
We are a team of two.
Oh.
We find we have quite enough brain power to take on most competition.
Well, I'm sure we've got time to say what I have to say.
I take it you wanted to apologise for last week.
Apologise?
For working on that field without liaising with me.
Look, let's get one thing clear. I've got nothing to apologise for. I simply did what I was asked to do. And as a result, the estate will get a lot more off that field than if it hadn't been sprayed.
But I'm responsible for the estate in-house land.
I'm aware of that.
And we were going to see to that field ourselves very shortly.
It was already overdue. Anyway, look, I don't want to go over that again. Whether you like it or not, Matt has given Debbie this consultancy role.
But my role hasn't changed. I'm responsible for the operation of the contract.
and the day-to-day management of the land. I must know what's going on there.
I agree.
You do?
That's what I've come here to say. I've got no interest in being stuck in the middle here. I've spoken to Debbie, and before she makes any other decisions, she'll make sure she passes them by you first.
Oh. Good.
Apparently Matt said something similar to her. And if I'm the one she asks to do the work, then I'll double-check with you as well.
I see. Well, that seems acceptable, given the circumstances.
Good. I've got quite enough to do at Home Farm without taking on any extra hassle. So, I'll try not to get under your feet, and if you have any problems, perhaps you could take them up with Matt or Debbie.
Well, I can't pretend I'm happy about it, but Borchester Land is the client.
Seems to be what Matt wants.
All right. Well, Adam, I'm glad we had this little talk.
Good.
And I'm sure we'll work together very well.
Let's hope so.
Oh, how are you on sport, by the way?
I'm sorry?
I'd have to speak to Nathan, but I'm sure the Straight and Arrows could accommodate another player tonight.
Oh, George, you've got egg everywhere.
Oh, he loves it, though. Really grown up feeding yourself, isn't it, George?
Bring over that banana, Ed.
There you go, mate. Here's your pudding.
Careful.
Can I have the other half?
Yeah, go on. So, has Oliver said any more?
Well, not yet. Oh, I can't wait to tell Grandad, though. My dairy cow's back at Grange Farm.
You in charge of them?
I'd have to get up early.
Yeah, what'd you do? Especially with George.
Not every morning, though, Em. I mean, even when he's not here.
You'll be fine. Be brilliant.
Oliver was really keen this morning. I mean, he hasn't got it all sorted out yet, but he reckons there'd be a decent wage for me out of it. Oh, I just hope he can convince Caroline.
He will. I wonder if I've got time to get to an estate agent's on the way to work.
What?
Just rent it, I'm not buying.
Hang on.
Say goodbye to this caravan at last, it'll be amazing.
I haven't even got the job yet.
But Oliver's going to give it you, isn't he?
Well, I hope so, if it goes ahead.
Get ourselves into a nice flat, with a bath and a proper kitchen. Because you're fed up here, aren't you, George? You need a bit of space to crawl around. They'll be walking soon.
There's still a long way to go. It'll take a while to get going, even if it does get off the ground.
Yeah, but we've got to find the perfect place first anyway. Yes, we have.
Look, let me get it sorted with Oliver before you go talking to estate agents. Since when did you walk in without knocking?
I thought you'd have heard the car pulling up. Oh, isn't he ready yet?
He's nearly finished. Don't make a fuss.
You'd make a fuss if I brought him back late.
I need to torture anyway. Can you clean him up, Ed?
Yeah, okay. Come on, George. Let's wipe that mucky face of yours.
This holiday.
I'm not discussing it, Emma.
Look, if you want to take George, I won't stop you.
You've got no right to stop me. I'm taking him, end of.
But I've still got some conditions. I'm going to talk to Rosie to make sure she knows how to look after him.
I know how to look after him.
And you've got to ring me every day to tell me he's all right.
I'm not ringing you from Tenerife. Do you know how much that'll cost?
I've got to know he's okay.
I'm not spending good money ringing you from abroad.
Don't be so tight. You could send a text or something.
Please, Will. This is really hard for me.
I suppose I could send the occasional text.
Out you come, George.
Every day. I mean it. I'll die if you don't.
Come on, it's not much to ask, is it?
All right. Give me here.
I think if it was the other way round.
It's not likely to be, is it? Can't see you two taking him abroad any time soon. Right, George, we're going shopping this afternoon. That'll be fun, won't it?
What about his coat?
Oh, I got one in the car. See ya.
I hate him.
I do too.
He is so loving this. I can't wait till we get our own place. Then he won't feel so flaming superior.
How long did he say delivery would be?
4 weeks.
Oh, so that's 19th of April.
And Dad's birthday's on the Sunday.
Better order it today, then.
Well, shouldn't we check with the others? I know we agreed a duet stool, but this one's a bit more expensive.
It's not much extra between the four of you. I suppose we could mention it to Kenton.
Yeah. I haven't really got the time, though, Mum. I've got lessons this afternoon.
Well, I could. And then if he's all right about it, I can pop back and order it.
Oh, could you? That'd be really helpful.
How are you, Shula?
Me? Oh, you know.
Are things still difficult between you and Alistair?
I really don't want to talk about it, Mum. Not here.
And then Graham asked if Adam wanted to join his team.
Oh, yeah.
God, as if Adam hadn't suffered enough, you know, kissing Graham's backside over this spraying.
So did he join?
Oh, God, no way. Can you imagine being in a huddle with Nathan Booth and Slimy Ryder?
Well, I don't really know him.
Well, you can take it from me, you don't want to.
Right.
I'd rather set my hair on fire and put it out with a spade.
How did you do?
Ninth. Keeping up the proud traditions of universally challenged. Now, if there'd been a prize for the drink in, we'd have won that, though.
I see.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, Kathy picked me up at closing time, bless her.
Oh, so you stayed at hers?
Mm. Oh, maybe this is that coach party we've been waiting for.
Oh, no. It's your mum.
Well, she's no substitute, is she?
Afternoon. Hello, Emma.
Hi.
Your usual table, madam?
I haven't come to eat.
Well, not even a sticky bun and a cappuccino. Oh, come on, Mum's been dead all day.
Well, I suppose I could have a cup of tea.
And three all-day breakfasts?
Perhaps a tea cake.
Yeah, would you like some quiche with that?
Just butter.
I'll get it.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, then.
Shura and I have been looking at this piano stool for your father.
That is a good idea, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, if it saves dragging up a kitchen chair every time Pip plays a duet with him.
And we thought this one looked the best.
Yeah.
See? Both seats are adjustable.
Yeah. So Pip could have it higher than Dad, eh?
Exactly.
Until Pip gets taller and Dad shrinks and then they can swap places.
But it is £25 more than the basic one.
So?
Is that all right?
Well, oh, of course, yeah. If we're all chipping in 50, what's another, well, the,
625.
Oh, well, I've lost that on a hand of cards many a time.
Have you?
Well, one. I mean, I've won that. Often.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'll tell Shula this evening.
Will you see her?
Hmm, I'm helping Daniel build his cart. For the soapbox derby?
She didn't mention it.
Oh, well, Alistair was too busy, so I said I'd lend a hand.
That was kind of you.
Where would you like this?
How about in the window?
Okay.
Plenty of tables to choose from.
You know why, don't you?
No.
It's Wednesday.
Oh, so?
It's buy one, get one free in Underwood's coffee shop. It's absolutely heaving in there.
You were in Underwood's coffee shop?
Well, we were there anyway for the piano stool.
What? And now all you've got room for is one tiny tea cake. Right, that's it, Emma. Bring it back.
What?
This treacherous so-called mother of mine has been patronising the competition.
Don't be silly. What? I saw George in Underwoods, Emma.
Oh, yeah, he said he was going shopping. Will, I mean.
Every time I see him, he's bigger and louder.
George, presumably.
Yeah, he's a real handful now.
Well, I'll have that tea while it's hot.
Oh, the tea cake's just doing. I'll bring it over.
Thank you.
Kenton.
Buy one, get one free.
What?
I was Underwoods. They got a promotion on.
You know you were saying you stayed at Cathy's last night?
They can't still be busy now, surely.
You often do that, don't you?
Do what?
Stay at Cathy's.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I bet you don't use your flat very much at all now.
Well, yeah, I float between the two, really.
And you know we're desperate to get out of the caravan.
I thought you were getting on okay there.
No, it's a nightmare.
You've lasted the winter.
But now George is getting bigger. So I was wondering if you could rent us the flat.
It'd be too small, surely.
It's bigger than the caravan. And it'd be really convenient for you, because I could open up first thing, so you wouldn't have to get up so early.
Could you hold the fort for 10 minutes, Em?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah, I'm just going to pop round to Underwoods, have a look at this offer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
but what about the flat?
Well, it's not really my call, but yeah, maybe. We'll talk about it another time, okay?
Uncle Kenton said he'd be here by now.
Yeah, I know, but he's got to shut up the cafe and drive here from Borchester.
It's the rush hour, isn't it?
Yeah, sort of.
So when can we start?
Well, what have you done so far?
Well, this is the bit you sit on.
Okay, and are you going to have sides and a back?
Hey, you've started without me.
Hiya.
Hi, Kenton. No, we haven't really.
Just as well. Hey, how's it hanging, Daniel?
No one says that.
Well, I do.
Well, that's so lame.
Well, that's me. Mr. Lamebrain.
I was just wondering if you were going to put sides on this thing.
Yeah, I thought so. In fact, oh, damn, I am a lamebrain.
Told you.
Oi, that's enough from you. Look, there's some metal tubing in the boot of my car. Can you go and get it for me?
Okay.
Yeah. You know how to use the remote thing?
Yeah, no problem.
What's up?
Daniel just lights up when you arrive.
And that's bad?
I haven't seen him like that for ages. Certainly not round Alistair.
Well, that's different. You know, he sees Alistair every day.
Hardly. Alistair hasn't got any time for him at the moment.
Are we talking about Daniel and Alistair here, or you and Alistair?
Both.
Did you talk to Mum about it today?
No, not really. Why?
Oh, I just got a feeling that she knew something was up, that's all.
I look at you with Daniel, and with Jamie too. You're so good with them, and they're not even your children.
Well, I'm a big kid myself, that's why.
And I think, okay, Alistair hates me.
He doesn't hate
you. But why
you.
Is he taking it out on Daniel too?
So, like I was saying to Sid last night, he's got no chance. Hi, Dan.
Jamie says their cart's going to be really fast.
No way. Look, just dump those down there, will you? We're going to bend them anyway.
His dad's doing some sort of suspension.
No, suspension is for wimps. Come on, give me one of those.
All right.
We are real men. Here we go. Yeah, well, perhaps we'll bend it in a vice. Hey, guess what Emma asked me today?
What?
She wanted to rent my flat so they could move out of the caravan.
Are you moving in with Cathy then?
Oh, God, no way, no. I mean, I'm there a lot, but I'm not moving in.
Anyway, it's not yours to let out, is it?
Well, no, not really. It's part of my package. It's my little pied-à-terre.
What's a pied-à-terre?
A bachelor bolt hole, my boy. Every man should have one.
You told her no, then?
Well, not exactly. But I think she knows it's a bit unrealistic. You know, I'll leave it unless she mentions it again, I think. Ah, right, Issa Gurnis. Let's get cart building.
And it's so convenient for the shops if we wanted to go out.
Yeah, well, we need a babysitter, though.
Not if we'll add him.
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, how easy will it be for me to get to work? Just down the stairs.
But what about your cleaning, though, and the village shop?
Maybe I could get some cleaning work in town.
Well, so you really like working for Adam and Eve?
Yeah, but there's bound to be lots of places that want cleaners in Borchester.
How much rent did he want to get?
We haven't talked about that yet. But with your new job...
That hasn't even happened yet.
Yeah, but won't it be great to get out of this place? Well, maybe we could afford it anyway. Kenton isn't going to want much for the flat, is he?
I don't know.
He gets it for free, so anything we pay him is extra, isn't he?
And he can, like, sublet, can he?
Didn't say it would be a problem.
I mean, it sounds great, Em. I mean, it'll be a bit further to travel for me, but...
You've got the car.
Damn, spring's on the way, I suppose. Roads are better.
That's right. Our own little place in town. Wouldn't it be fantastic?
Was that knocking good enough for you?
Yeah, hilarious.
You'll notice that I brought him back on time.
All right, you've made your point. Give him here.
Yeah, I'll just take his coat off first.
Better sit down, make yourself at home, why don't you?
We've had a lovely day, haven't we, George?
Went to Underwoods, I hear.
How did you know that?
I'm having you followed.
I wouldn't put it past you. Now, come here, let's get your arms out. Got him some little swimming trunks and some toys for the beach.
Did you?
Yeah, it'll make a nice change for you, George, won't it? Staying in a lovely villa rather than this dump.
Well, he isn't going to be staying here for much longer.
Not Emma dump.
Hey, what do you mean?
We're moving, aren't we, Ed? We're getting a flat in Borchester.
So both sittings are fully booked?
Well, if we can't fill the restaurant on Mother's Day, we might as well give up.
And you're happy with the menu? I didn't think it was the day to be too radical.
Oh, no, I think it's perfect. Some interesting twists on the old favourites.
That's great. Will you get to see your mum on the day?
Oh, yeah. I'll probably do my duty. Must be a difficult day for your family.
Well, not so much now. The first few years after she died were pretty desperate.
Yeah, I can imagine. I was pleased Carly wanted to get a card for her mum. It's a good sign.
Yeah, how's she getting on?
Oh, you know. You think you're making some progress and then...
2 steps back.
Well, 1 step back, perhaps. And on top of it all, Oliver's got some bizarre idea about producing milk.
Well, that doesn't sound medically possible.
Not quite that bizarre. Starting up a small dairy herd.
Well, haven't you got enough on with buying this place?
Yeah, you'd have thought so, wouldn't you?
Well, and how's the sale progressing?
Oh, it's with the solicitors.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Well, have you decided what to do about Trudy? Are you going to advertise?
I'm still thinking about it.
Linda's already talking like she's next in line.
Promoting someone internally might be a possibility, right? I might look at the responsibilities and see if they can be shared around.
Well, not replace her at all?
You know what was so wonderful?
What?
Well, I was wondering who would Jack prefer. Then I suddenly realised...
Well, you don't have to worry about that anymore.
After 25 years, I can't tell you how it feels.
But isn't it scary?
A bit. It's so exciting as well.
I'll bet. Anyway, was there anything else?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Okay, well, while the guys are prepping, I'm going to do a wee bit of market research.
So you haven't heard from her at all?
Not for... it's been a week. No texts, no voicemails. It's like she's disappeared off the face of the earth.
Well, you can't blame her, Kirsty.
I know.
You never got back to her.
Well, I meant to. I just didn't know what to say.
How about hello, Brenda? How are things?
Oh, yeah, and then she'd tell me that she and Tom are getting on so well and how happy she is, and I just feel...
Afternoon, ladies.
Hello.
Hi, Oliver.
I've been sent to find chocolate, 70%. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, cocoa solids. Buy the biscuits.
Cheers, thanks.
It's just too weird. This is the guy who totally screwed me over. Sorry, I know he's your brother, but...
No, I can't pretend you didn't do it.
Oh, you'd have thought, you know, female solidarity. That Brenda would have been on my side.
She's not defending what Tom did.
Oh, she is, though. By going out with him.
She can't help how she feels.
Well, nor can I.
Well, this looks like the stuff. Caroline's planning a special pudding for Carly.
Oh, not for you.
Oh, I'll probably force down a morsel, you know, just to be polite.
And the biscuits as well?
Yeah, please. I saw your brother on Sunday, Helen.
Oh, at the rugby tournament?
Yeah. I had one of his excellent hot dogs. He was absolutely besieged.
Yeah, he's doing pretty well.
Yeah, he and Brenda seem to work well together. Make a very good
is
team.
Is that it, Oliver, or did you want anything else?
No, I think that's a lot.
I wish he'd just shut up about it. I've done what he wanted.
Well, what he'd been saying?
Now Debbie's got us a toehold in the estate work, it's important we don't foul it up.
Well, you're not going to.
Oh, thanks. But Brian obviously thinks I will.
You know you won't. Here, come on, try the release.
A pasty?
Oh, here, do you need to wash your hands?
No, I haven't touched the drum yet. I won't poison myself.
I bet you came straight out of Lammon without a proper lunch.
I had a bag of crisps.
Look, you have to eat.
This spraying's got to be done, you know.
What, do you like it?
Well, it's delicious.
I thought we might try them out in the bistro. It's got sweet potato in it.
I'd go for it.
You'd go for anything if all you've had's a bag of cheese and onion.
Probably. Did Emma say anything to you about moving to Borchester?
She's moving?
Apparently. Will came and asked me if I knew anything. I said I hadn't seen her.
Well, I know she's not very happy in the caravan.
Who would be? You're going to be home normal time tonight?
Yeah, should be.
Try not to wake me.
Not another early start.
I'll be glad when lambing's finished.
You're not the only one.
Sorry.
What for?
For snapping at Oliver.
Oh, he'll get over it. Why don't you put the kettle on and we'll have a cup of tea?
Oh, all right.
Kirsty, before you do...
Yeah?
This business with Tom and Brenda. Do you want to know what I think?
Of course.
I think you've got to get over it.
Oh, well, it's not that simple.
Yeah, it is. You're not going out with Tom anymore. What he does, it's really nothing to do with you, is it?
It doesn't make it any easier.
And when you talk about solidarity, well, it works both ways. What about a bit of solidarity for Brenda?
I know,
but... You know how terrible these last few months have been. She needs all her friends to support her.
I know.
And Tom's been brilliant with her.
I just don't want her to get hurt.
Is that really what it is?
Yes. Partly.
Well, I don't know how it's going to end, but I don't think Tom's taking advantage. He really cares about her.
Perhaps that's a bit hard to take, too.
Yeah, but you've got to at least try to be happy for her.
I know. If it was with anyone else...
And what about Sam?
What about him?
Well, you must have noticed you're not being normal with him.
Well... Maybe a bit.
And you don't want to mess that up, do you?
Oh, of course not.
If he thinks you've still got your eye on Tom...
I've not got my eye on him. I'm totally over him.
But that isn't how it looks, is it? And you can't even bring yourself to speak to his new girlfriend. Sam won't like it. You know what men can be like.
Do I?
It doesn't take that much to hurt their pride.
That's true.
And I may be wrong about Sam, but I don't think he'll hang around for long if he thinks you're still in love with Tom.
No.
You're not, are you?
No, I told you.
So why let their relationship spoil yours? Look, I'm sorry if that's not what you wanted to hear.
No, I know you're right. It's just...
And I don't want you to fall out with one of your best friends. Think about it. It might not be so easy to put right if you leave it much longer.
Well, I enjoyed it, Caroline.
Perhaps it was just a bit rich for her.
I think it was more to do with Christopher arriving. Chocolate Tort just couldn't compete.
No.
Not quite sure I can see the attraction of young Master Carter.
Oh, I can.
Oh, can you now?
If I were a teenage girl, I mean.
Well, I'm sure you're better qualified to judge. Hey, have you seen the time, by the way?
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, I mean, they've been in her room what?
2.5 hours, nearly.
Yeah, well, it's probably time he's going home.
Yeah. How are your milk researches going?
Oh, a subtle change of subject there.
We'll give them another 5 minutes.
Yeah, all right, then. Actually, I'll show you. I've been pleasantly surprised. Now, where is it?
Oliver, I'm sorry, but I have to confess to feeling pretty nervous about this.
What, about the project or bursting in on Chris and Kyle?
The project. Ah. I mean, Grey Gables isn't ours yet. There's still so much that can go wrong.
Yeah, but it's not likely to, is it?
But if anything were to jeopardise the sale...
Caroline, if I felt that was the case, then I wouldn't go ahead, I promise you.
It's just that I'm already starting to enjoy the feeling of owning the place. Of really feeling that it's mine. I'm loving it.
Yeah, I know. And this plan's a long way off yet. The EU's probably got some way of putting the kibosh on it.
Wouldn't surprise me.
But in terms of the pure figures... Oh, here we are. Right. Now, Mike's customers pay 49 pence a pint, which is about 84 pence a litre.
Right.
Well, if we were producing the milk, there should be scope for us to get between 25 and 30 pence a litre.
Out of 84 pence? Mm. Doesn't sound like much.
Yeah, but do you know what dairy farmers currently get?
No.
Around 17 or 18 pence a litre.
Oh.
Yeah.
No wonder they're always complaining.
Exactly. So that would be an annual income of, well, this is broad brush, of course, 40 to 50,000 a year?
And would that be enough to pay a herdsman and give you a decent return?
Well, if we kept the cost really low, yes. Buying second hand, we could get a simple milking bale for 1,000 or so. A small pasteuriser and bottling plant shouldn't be too much.
Okay. And how big would the herd be?
Well, that's the biggest outlay, of course. Say, 25 cows at 750 each.
Mm, what's that?
18,750. You see, it's all very small beer compared to Grey Gables.
Oh, I suppose.
And this would be low input, non-intensive. The cattle should lead long lives without being milked out, so our replacement cost should be much lower than most herds.
You're quite excited about it, aren't you?
Yeah, I am, actually. And not just for me now. I mean, it'd be great for Ed and Mike. I mean, he could end up helping out a hell of a lot of people.
I see.
And it'd be the first project I've had on my own for a long time. I just think that if I can get the project off the ground, I could really go somewhere with this.
Very discreet.
You're awake? Almost tiptoeing around for nothing.
It wasn't for nothing. I might have dropped off.
I thought you had an early start tomorrow.
I do. I went to bed like a good boy at 9 o'clock.
And
I started thinking about what Brian said.
Oh, Adam. Can we just leave it for now?
I'm sorry, but it's been bugging me.
I mean, you've got to hand it to Debbie. She's not here half the time, and she still manages to yank all our chains.
Oh, well, she certainly gets you rattled.
Well, she's always been able to wrap Brian round her little finger. Now she's doing the same with Matt.
Look, I don't think Matt lets anyone do that.
I mean, what sort of man arrangement is it when she's running farms here by remote control from Hungary?
She's not actually running the farms, is she? I mean, I thought it was a sort of consultancy role.
That's not how she sees it. And then not only am I having to do the graft, but I've got a soft soap Graham Ryder as well.
Oh, there's a picture I wish you hadn't put in my mind.
Yeah, sorry.
You know, Debbie can only bother you if you let her.
What about the next time she rings up and tells me to spray a field?
Then that's another step to getting the whole contract. That's what you wanted, isn't it?
Of course it is. But I wanted to win it.
And you definitely have Ed in mind for the job?
Oh, absolutely. I know I can trust him with the animals, and he's very keen.
Oh, keen on the money.
Well, of course. There's nothing wrong with him wanting to provide for Emma and George.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I know it sounds crazy when we've already made such a big financial commitment to Grey Gables.
Oh, that's putting it mildly.
But I really think it might be a goer.
All right, then.
Really? I mean, I wouldn't do it if you didn't want me to.
No. If you think it's a good idea, and we can afford it...
Yes, we can.
Then you should go ahead.
and I'm not sure how I can help.
Thank you, darling.
So, do you have to start sourcing the equipment?
Well, it's not quite as simple as that. Next step is to see if Mike's customers would be interested in taking local milk.
So you've still got to research the market?
Absolutely. And if we get positive feedback from them, we should be all systems go.
Right. Gosh, hasn't everything changed for us over the last few months?
Mm-hmm.
First the hotel, now this.
Yes, but they were all easy decisions to make. Now for the hard one.
What?
Which of us is going to knock on Carly's door and interrupt whatever's going on in there?
Changing times on the Almond Perch.
Catching.
Oh, got a flyer, look.
That's quite good.
Oh, yeah, well, that's Jess. She really knows what she's doing. Well, I tell you, if the show's as good as the publicity material, we'll be doing well.
So how did the meeting go?
Oh, it's not bad. We've all agreed to go off and find some more material.
I thought you were just doing the music.
Well, if we don't get more material, there won't be any show to do music for.
And are you getting paid for this, Fallon?
Profit share. If there are any profits, which I doubt.
So why are you doing it, then?
Well, the band's not doing much and I'm going crazy at the pub. It's nice to do something different. No,
thanks. Bye.
Oh, do you want to clear that table?
No, I'll do it in a minute.
So are you on the sausage wagon this weekend?
Nope. Not so easy for Tom to get the pictures when he's just starting up.
You've done a couple though, haven't you?
Yeah, from personal contacts, but I've been trying to get us into the Borsetshire show.
Oh, is that?
The one they hold at the showground in July. They've put me onto the concessionaire. You know, the guy who handles all the catering stands.
Is he giving you the okay?
I haven't even spoken to him. I've rung, like, every day this week, and every time his secretary says, I've passed your message on, he'll ring you when he's free. Just given up waiting.
Well, so what are you going to do?
Well, Tom's written him a letter. I hope he reads it.
I don't know how Tom manages it.
What?
Well, to get every girl that he ever goes out with to help him out with the business. It's amazing.
It's not like that. Enjoy it, actually.
All right, I was only saying.
Oh, hello, you two. I'm not too late, am I?
No, you're all right, Jennifer. It's a quarter of an hour yet.
Oh, that's good. Could I have a small cappuccino then, please?
Anything to eat?
No, just the coffee, thanks.
Sit down, I'll bring it over to you.
Thanks.
Jennifer?
Yes?
You know a lot about the history of the area, don't you?
Are we nearly there yet?
You meant to say that when we're in the car, Josh, not pulling a go-kart.
But my arms hurt.
Oh, big baby.
Pip. Give me the cord then, Joshy, I'll pull it.
Can I sit in it?
No, you can't, it's uphill.
Look, run on and tell Alan we're coming.
Okay.
So, does Brian reckon they're going to get the estate work back?
Well, he's very hopeful, but they've got a tricky 6 months while the other firm still has the contract.
You think Matt would see there could be a problem?
Actually, I think Matt's shaking things up on purpose.
I don't suppose he worries about ruffling a few feathers.
Well, that's how he's made his gazillions, isn't it?
There's no such number as a gazillion.
There is if you're Matt Crawford.
Hi. Oh, hold on, Dad, it's Usha.
Hi.
I thought you'd be there already.
Get this lot moving quickly. You must be jolting.
I tried to leave early on a Friday as a nightmare. And then I had to change, of course.
Oh, that's a shame. I was looking forward to seeing you flying down the hill in your posh suit.
Is that Josh with Alan?
Yeah.
Where's Ben?
Having tea with a friend.
He was a bit gutted to miss the trial run. I said we'd give him a go at the weekend.
Oh, it's only getting in the way.
That's unfeeling, Pip, but probably true.
Hi!
Hi! Hi. I had a missed call. Was that you?
Yeah, just checking up on you.
Sorry.
We were late anyway.
Nice cart.
Oh, thanks. Needs a bit of cosmetic finishing off.
Huh? That's my job this weekend.
We have a race, Dad.
It's a time trial, stupid. Pip? He doesn't know, does he?
Each cart goes down separately, Joshy.
For safety.
And we time them to see which one's the fastest. Hey, have you sussed out the course?
Yeah, I thought we could start up there just before it gets steeper, and then the finish line, anywhere on the flat bit, really.
Okay. Right, I think we'd better let the adults try it out first, kids.
Dad!
Just one go to make sure it's okay.
Here, look, you take my watch, Pip. You can time them.
Okay.
You ready, then?
As I'll ever be.
Right. Are you going to try your commentating, David?
Do I have to?
If I'm going to be risking my neck, the least you can do is give me a good send-off.
All right. Now, do you want to take Josh down there, Pip? You stand by the corner of the fence, okay? And that can mark the finish line.
All right.
Josh, steer with Pip.
Okay.
Right by her, remember?
Our cart's well up to the job if Alan's is anything to go by.
I don't think he's done very well to get one made at all. He's so busy.
Well, this whole thing's his daft idea, isn't it?
It's in a good cause.
Oh, no, I'm not knocking it. I tell you who I think could show us a thing or two. Chris Carter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Roy saw him and, Caroline and Oliver's latest foster child?
Carly.
Carly. They were trying his cart out the other day. Very flash, apparently.
Susan's not very impressed.
What, with his cart?
With him going out with Carly.
We're ready!
Okay. Ready, Pip?
Yes!
Right, on your marks. Get set. Go!
Oh, come on. Get it moving. Come on.
Go on, then.
What?
Where's your commentary?
Alan and Usha are coming down the hill on their cart. They're still coming down the hill. It's a downhill race against time. There they go, past me. And further on, down the hill. Down the hill they go. And they're nearly at the finish line at the bottom of the hill. And they've made it.
Yes!
What do you think?
Well, there's a hill involved, maybe.
Yeah, I did say there was a hill.
And might they have gone down it, possibly?
I knew I'd be rubbish.
If you're not careful, you'll just say the same thing every
time. It's not easy, you know. It's not like they're jockeying for position with anyone.
You need to do what they do at the agricultural stalls, you know, for the ring events.
What do they do exactly?
Well, they have a bit of interesting background about each competitor or about the event.
Oh, 21 right. seconds.
Uh-huh. Yes, all right, Joshy.
Come here, let me put your helmets on.
Hey! Whoa, that's quite exciting.
It didn't look too fast.
Well, you should try it with your bottom 4 inches off the ground.
Let me see. There was Ambridge's own singing sensation.
Oh, Tom Forrest?
No, it wasn't Uncle Tom. It was Jimmy Grange.
I've never heard of him.
No, well, I don't think he ever made it big, but he played the guitar and he sang in a skiffle group.
Skiffle?
Mm-hmm.
That's like sort of folk, isn't it?
Yeah, well, sort of. American folk songs, I think.
When would this be, Jennifer?
Well, let me see. I'd have been about 14, so 1959, 60, something like that.
59.
So that's not too recent.
No, that's great.
Okay. Seems like only yesterday. Not something to be put in an oral history show.
So, do you know any stories about him?
Well, that might be worth talking to Phil about, because Jimmy worked at Brookfield, but he was a bit of a firebrand, I think.
Cool.
Hey, don't use his real name, though, will you?
No, just the stories.
Right. He used to get into fights. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that the teenage club at Arkwright Hall was closed after one of them.
There was a club at Arkwright Hall?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With a soundproof room to play rock and roll in.
This is brilliant.
Sorry, we've got to close up now.
Oh dear.
Sorry.
All right.
That's okay.
Well, if you wanted any more, Fallon, perhaps you could maybe come round tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
And then I can tell you about Tony falling off his bike.
Right.
Uh-huh. It was the day he saw Ambridge's first miniskirt.
Pip's co-pilot Josh is just 8 years old and is hoping to raise a muntjac deer. Certainly seems to be having fun today.
Go on.
Looks like that good smooth start is standing them in good stead as they race towards the finish line. And they're over!
I'm not say over.
Oh, no, right.
Sounds like they've had an accident. Go on.
You beat us!
That was much better, though.
Yeah, very professional.
Well, hardly.
No, it sounded really good.
Well, I'll have to do my research, won't I?
Well, that's probably the key. Oh, by the way, how did you get on at Sundial House?
Oh, it was very interesting, actually. I'm still not sure why they invited me. It's not in the parish.
You know, it passes for the great and the good round here now.
That's a rather frightening thought.
Yeah, I'm always rather humble when I go there.
Yeah. Yeah, when you see some of the problems these kids have. Yeah. But anyway, I thought I ought to be able to do something for the appeal, even if it's just putting my hand in my own pocket.
19 seconds!
Oh. Wow, well done!
Beat you.
What was it like, Pipsqueak?
It was wicked. You weren't scared.
No way.
Right, I've been a commentator long enough. Give me that cart.
What?
Thanks, Usha. Time for a solo run, I think.
You big kid.
Then the Vicmobile can have another go.
Oh, you better time him, I suppose, Pip.
Here's the watch.
Thanks. Come on, Josh.
You'll go after that, Ruth.
Oh, I don't know.
Yes, it's great fun.
Oh, all right then.
Good.
How's your ivy problem, Alan?
Well, it hasn't gone away. It looks like even if we do get a grant, we won't cover the full cost of removal.
Yet more fundraising.
Yeah, we need something like this. An eye-catching event.
Oh, you ought to abseil down the tower yourself, like the steeplejacks do. Oh, no.
Well, you know, it's
no,
not so...
No, Alan, it was just a joke.
Where's he going? David, you've gone too far!
David, we started further down than that.
I know. I thought I'd try it with a longer run.
Well, it's going to mess up the timing.
Yeah, but it might be better if each run was a bit longer. It's more for the spectators to see. Are you all right?
Nope.
Right. Take your marks. Get set. Go! And David Archer is wearing an attractive two-piece in corduroy and nylon. His hobbies include fish battering and macrame.
That's a bit fast.
Mind the bump, David.
Look out for that. Oh, you stupid idiot.
Ah. Oh.
You've got to go one better, haven't you?
That was a bit impressive.
Oh, did the kids
of
see?
Of course they saw.
Krisha's just going down to them.
What an example to set
them. I've got it, Ruth.
Are you hurt?
No, I'm all right. I'm just...
Where?
Oh. No, it's nothing, really.
Can you sit up?
That's right. Oh, careful.
Hey, is it your shoulder?
Yeah.
I think you need to go to casualty.
Is this pan all right to go in the dishwasher?
You don't have to do that, Usha.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
What did Shirley say?
She'll run Ben back.
Yeah, I could have got him.
No, it's all right. You practically made the tea.
It's no problem.
Oh, at last.
Make way for the walking wounded.
Oh. What did they say?
It's not broken.
Oh, thank God for that.
It's a muscle sprain, apparently.
Yeah, quite a bad one.
I've just got to rest it and let it heal.
And how long will that take?
A couple of weeks, maybe.
2 weeks?
Oh, it's my own stupid fault.
I know that.
Well, not to worry, Ruth. 2 weeks isn't that long, is it?
It is, when I should be out and about on the farm.
Oh, tell me about it. We've only just got Bert back, and now you're out of action.
Tonight, Sunday, will be no day of rest for Ruth when we return to Ambridge at 7 o'clock. The Archers was written by Kerry Davis. The agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates. And the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.